Today on Locked On Rockies, feedback from the fans.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 28th day of October in the year 2022. I am your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast, your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team every day. And if your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, guess what? You are in the right spot, because that's what we do around here. Proud to be your first listen of the day. We are free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. All you got to do is search Locked On Rockies on your favorite streaming service. You'll be taken to where you need to go. And you can also find us on YouTube and be part of the live chat. All you got to do, search Locked On Rockies. And it is a huge help when you subscribe, and then you can get cool things like me saying hi to you, like me saying hi to Joel DeGrace, who's here hanging out in the live chat. You guys see the title of this one. Make sure you drop your comments on it there. Today's episode of Locked On Rockies is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all the props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Today on Locked On Rockies, we are talking about the faith in the team and how to draw some optimism. What the Rockies can do this offseason to make Rockies fans more interested and more excited about the team. Because I was curious, and there's some interesting things that we got to talk about from Twitter. Shout out to Nicholas Duvall, who's also hanging out in the live chat as well. So that's where we're going to start. I posed the question on Twitter earlier today, not that long ago. And I've already gotten some great responses here. And I said, what could the Rockies do this offseason to make you feel more confident in the 2023 season? So maybe faith isn't necessarily the best word, but confidence should be the word that we're using. And our friends from France there sends the gif of a dude, the guy that I think is the host of Is It Cake, throwing money at people saying, here's money, go. And I saw a couple more people say mention spending money. And that's what Halen's number one point was in Halen underscore 2112. We'll drive into some other ones. But the thing that's interesting when we talk about the Rockies spending money, one of the frustrating parts of this season was the fact that the Rockies did commit money. And we've talked about this before. The Rockies signing all those extensions. The Rockies landing Chris Bryant. We can't sit here and say the Rockies didn't spend money this offseason. I think it's a bigger deal to say that the Rockies haven't made trades. I think it's the bigger deal when it comes to spending the more money. Yes, the Rockies, I think, can and should be spend more money. One thing when we're criticizing at least the actions of last offseason up until this point, how the actions of the 2022 or the 21 offseason leading into now, what is it now, a month or so into, a little less than a month into the offseason for the Rockies, I think the bigger impact was the Rockies not making moves versus not spending money. And Joel puts an interesting point there. They need to spend money in the right places, though. I don't necessarily hate where any of their money went. I like the extensions and the players that they extended. I mean, they're not flashy, but what was nice about the Rockies before and the playoff teams was there was a couple of superstar caliber players mixed with the need for good solid position players or good solid things to kind of fill the depth. And the Rockies have some decent players that can fill there. And if the Rockies pitching staff especially can, not regress and take step forwards, all those deals are going to make sense. It just, none of the deals really panned out this year to make you really all that excited in the money that they did spend. The big issue I think you can point to when the Rockies were last competitive was the miss on the bullpen and the Rockies' inability to draw anybody in there. But they did try to spend money on a super bullpen when they had that, and unfortunately the pieces just didn't work out. It's maybe a matter of the Rockies, yes, it could be them not putting the money in the right places, but it's also, I don't know if maybe the Rockies are getting unlucky, or it could be a reflection of the Rockies overvaluing players that through their loyalty or just the fact that they came through their system or part of the Rockies organization. That can be something I think that can be considered as well. But the Rockies did indeed spend some money. In fact, I mean, Chris Bryant's contract was very lucrative. I mean, that's how much we were talking about. I mean, how much is that money? But part of that thing is, though, if you really want to win now, if you want to invest in, the Rockies are going to have no choice but to be active in spending money this offseason. If you really want to eliminate some of these things, the Rockies have to do something when it comes to a free agent. They don't have veteran pitching depth or really any pitching depth to bring up that you feel all that confident in. And how are you going to convince people to take the risk in coming to pitch in Colorado? Well, you're going to have to offer them more money, or at least it's some sort of incentive. And the Rockies also can apply that same logic to position players. Why would a position player, you know, come to a team that finished 30 games outside of the division lead? You have to make sure that you have to be willing to spend that money as well to bring in other pieces, because the Rockies just simply don't have enough depth to bring it up. So it's an interesting thing when people are talking about spending money. It is, the Rockies do need to spend money, but it's not like we can sit here and say they haven't spent money lately. The big issues, and I think one of the big glaring things that you can point to, where the Rockies really missed out on spending money at the right time, was 2019. Was after 18, was really building around in 2019 and not just really trying to run it back with the roster and not extending some players from there. They could have, if the Rockies were able to retain some of the players from that, and it could be a different story, but that's not the case. The Rockies also are facing the issue when it comes to spending big money in the offseason is, what does that do? If the Rockies do go out and get Nimmo and have him come and play in the outfield, what does that mean for Jonathan Daza? What does that mean for Tolia and Bouchard and these players that you did call up and these players that you do have expectations for? So the Rockies do need to spend money. But I think as I got some other I want to dive into the comments here from Trevor Salzman. Go after starting pitching, preferably Rodon. To win, you have to have an ace who can snap losing streaks, a guy who the rest of the rotation can look up to. Instead of spending on Nimmo, it would be smart to go after quality starting pitching. Daza, along with a lot of up-and-coming outfielders, can play center field for the Rockies. Bryant's contract is a lot already for the Rockies in the outfield. It's time to invest outside the organization when it comes to starting pitching. That's an interesting point. I mean, and that is really what you kind of have to look for when you're asking for the Rockies to spend money this offseason. You don't imagine they're going to just open up the checkbook and go after everybody. They're going to be signing pitchers. They're going to be signing position players. When it's the history of the Rockies, it's kind of like one big splash of the big free agent or one or two big contracts. Obviously, I think the extensions extensions kind of signaled a difference in change, and I think the Rockies still having strong numbers but continuing to underperform still helps them be able to invest a little bit more money into what the product can be. I know there's more than that, but I think it is the way for the Rockies to spend money, the correct way would be to put more of a focus on pitching. But at the same time, if you can get a quality leadoff center field playing outfield bat, you really have to prioritize where the money that we want the Rockies to spend is actually going to go. And if you want to make a little bit of money with the Rockies, or maybe just getting in on some sports betting action, betonline.net is your number one source for betting football and your basketball betting, your hockey betting, your esports betting, your Major League Baseball World Series betting. It's all there at betonline.net. Find all of the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every single game. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for your sport wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. So if you want to jump in the middle of a game, get some bets laid down, maybe you were working, maybe you said something got in the way, BetOnline.net allows you to do so with not only the live betting, but up-to-the-minute information. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events includes Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today. That's BetOnline.net, or use your mobile device to learn more at BetOnline. BetOnline.net, BetOnline, where the game starts. Joel DeGray says, the more I think about it, I like the idea of signing Greinke. Could be interesting. I mean, there's a lot of depth when it comes to veteran starting pitchers here. And it'd be really interesting to see if the Rockies could unlock some potential. I do worry about a lot of players that might be looking to come here and what happened to Rocky's pitching. I just can't say I'm all that confident in the philosophy and the approach of pitching right now with the Rockies, with how much a lot of my favorite pitchers. I mean, I think the Rockies, like, I've gushed about what I feel about this rotation, and to see all of the underperforming from the rotation this year does make me worried about the Rockies and if they do bring someone and how they handle their core coming up. Let's keep going into the responses from Twitter. And hello and go Rockies to you as well, Eric Harper. Jolene here, she wants some pitching. It's pitching. That is what Jolene is hoping for this offseason. A couple of people, they want the team sold, and I wish that would be the case. I mean, as much as we can just joke and say that it's something that we'll continue to say and do, but it ain't gonna happen at any point soon. So unfortunately, if that's the only way the Rockies are gonna build their faith back in them, it ain't gonna be that way. The rest of Halen's list here is get a veteran pitcher, preferably a lefty. I think that's another good thing too. The Rockies through this offseason need to add left-handed pitching to their rotation and to their bullpen. It's simply was ridiculous at the fact that the Rockies had no lefty to lean on. They need to be able to have that type of threat. The handedness plays such a big role that has clearly such a factor when you look at some of the splits that some batters have against righties versus lefties, and especially an added factor of the Coors Field factor of there. Halen also wants another power hitter and not to trade Brendan Rodgers. That's the there was a little bit of talk on the Purple Road, and we briefly mentioned that there. I'd also like the Rockies to hang on to Brendan Rodgers. I think there's other pieces you can move to at least start the process and replenish some of the stuff that is around there. It's not like you're not also been in a position that you're not going to have I completely lost my train of thought right there. I can't believe where I was, what just happened right there. Anyway, the Brendan Rodgers trade. There's other things that you can build or sell off, and you're a team that is bad enough that you're getting solid enough draft picks anyway, and they're going to be down the line. So I think with Rodgers, you want Rodgers to be the one that's kind of around to be there with this up and coming class. However, you can't sit there and deny how much more of an impact or how much now with all of this hardware coming out, Brendan Rodgers. I mean, that name is going to be, a lot of people are going to be paying attention, and especially when you're talking about trade rumors a swirling. If the Rockies are not competitive, if the Rockies are in a similar place that they found themselves at the trade deadline, will the Rockies make that move? Probably not, but you can definitely guarantee that Brendan Rodgers will be the talk of trade discussions there. I mean, who knows? The Rockies could make that move, and since they've already extended other players, they might not want to. But I mean, Rodgers was a very high draft pick, has been very highly touted for a long time. I know that's a similar type of situation when it comes to another player that has a somewhat similar and then was traded out. But it is an interesting conundrum there. But I really hope the Rockies don't trade Brendan Rodgers. I mean, he is just the reason outside of there are other reasons, and we'll dive more in. And I want to bring in Locked On MLB prospects to dive in more, because Zach Veen is ripping it up in the fall league, and he continues to be really, really exciting. And he's going to make things really interesting for the Rockies' decisions in the outfield as well. How much do you want to commit, and how much do you want to go after some of these players when you have Veen, who is really, really impressing in what he's doing in the development side? Let's go through here. Mr. Vallejos says, add a power bat, improve pitching. Another sell the team to new owners there. So I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, and I don't think it's necessarily that crazy for the Rockies to be active this offseason. They have to. They simply are facing too many issues that they don't have all of the depth figured out from their farm system. And unfortunate, Joel, I, I'm I'm with you. I don't think it would have. It would have already happened by now, especially with the fact that the Rockies made a big move, and it's going to be weird. Unfortunately, the Rockies aren't going to have Stu Cole. If you missed that in that news, he declined the Rockies' offer to take a minor league assignment. So he is not going to the minor leagues. He will no longer be with the Colorado Rockies. So on the offensive side, the Rockies are going to have a new look and a new philosophy. And after what happened to the in the pitching last year, they need to be much better at they need to be much better at we'll see if that makes them better. As I'm reading background here in the chat, you're absolutely correct. Something that we've been talking about multiple times is the importance of the Rockies hitting more home runs and scoring. I mean, it's just the Rockies simply need to be able to lean on the bats that they have. And I really think it would be really nice if Rodgers, on top of everything, would develop a little bit more pop in their bat as well. Let's see. What else do we got going on? I think that is most of our restore faith. But we got one more. We got one more, and we'll dive into that here and figure out. And then just kind of real quick, brief Game 1 World Series chat. We'll gear up for that. And any other questions, comments that we got to learn in the live chat, which is popping off today. Folks, remember, you can be part of the show if you subscribe to Locked On Rockies on YouTube. We got all sorts of people hanging out here, new faces as well. So before we continue our conversation on building faith in the Rockies, check this out. Locked On Rockies is also on Twitter. You can check it all out there, and you can find out more about what we do, and you can find me at PaulHolden33. Stephen Cross over here on Twitter says, add a power bat to the outfield, sign a late inning reliever, potentially make a trade for AA, AAA pitching prospects. I like how our low farm system looks promising, but solid pitching from them is years away. I think that's absolutely a great take. I think there is some interesting stuff. You do see some interesting clips of younger Rockies pitching being some exciting stuff. But the Rockies need to clear out some of the logjam and move on from some players. As my dog comes in, you're coming in for the end here, as burst right in through the door. Anyway, the Rockies can make impacts with the trade. I think the Rockies really should not only be active when it comes to free agents and bringing in and trying to find outfield. I think that's another possible way that the Rockies can navigate bringing pitchers in. We've mentioned that you have pieces that you can use in trades. And who really are you going to hang on to? The Rockies do really have an interesting case in CJ Cron. How much do you want to have CJ Cron play next year if, after his contract's up, you're going to go to Tolia full time? You're going to go to Montero Tolia full time? And say, you know, a team's out there looking for a power hitting first baseman. There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of teams that would still give you a couple of prospects, a couple of picks. I mean, maybe there's just that, but supplementing, especially pitching at the double and triple A level, would definitely be a great move for Rockies when it comes to trades. If their philosophy to the trade this offseason was to help this team prepare, be ready for 24 and beyond, which really should be the most realistic thing, because I don't think 23 is going to be much better unless Chris Bryant comes out and has a miraculous season and we see a lot of greatness from Rockies prospects and some, you know, players like Ryan McMahon. That could be an interesting route as well. Nicholas Duval says, what about clearing out all the coaches and bringing in a whole new group? It would have been really interesting, but it would go completely against Rocky's philosophy of loyalty, like we've talked about multiple times, and giving people ample opportunities. I mean, I'm hoping, I mean, when you really look at the Magnin didn't have a ton of time, but he had a few years. And when you're looking at the performance of the stuff, I'd imagine that Darryl Scott is going to be, if the pitching is bad next year, Darryl Scott will be on thin ice. And I mean, with Bud Black only signing like 1 year extensions and things of that nature, you could see even more change with the Rockies there. Are the Rockies really going to have Bud Black and Darryl Scott leading the next wave of the Rockies? I don't think so. We'll see how that pans out. So I just think that if they were going to do something like fire more coaches or move on from more coaches, they would have already done that when they moved on from Magnet there and Stu Cole. They had a plan in place for who they wanted to move on from, and those were the ones that they wanted to. I'm not surprised, but still a little surprised too. But we'll see what the impacts of that are going to be. Folks, that is going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. Thank you all so much for tuning in and making us your first listen of the day. The live chat was awesome today. Thank you, Nicholas. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Background. Thank you, Eric, as well, for tuning into the live show. Remember, subscribe to Locked On Rockies on YouTube so you can be part of the show and ask your questions live here on YouTube. Now that you made Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day, why don't you go check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast? Stay up to date with all things in the worlds of sports with a nice, simple, easy podcast with some of the best hosts in the business. And you can stay up to date with all things Colorado sports with the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and Locked On Nuggets podcast. Folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.